Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor, cookbook author, and supporter for nutritional medicine. The Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutrition, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast called The Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my recipes, books, and free newsletter at thedoctorskitchen.com. The title of the book, the subtitle is The Secret Organ. And this whole concept of fat being an organ, I think, is relatively new. Lisbeth, can you describe about what we mean by fat being an organ?
Yeah, I think it's important that people indeed realize that it's an active hormone-producing organ. More than hundreds of hormones are being produced in the fat, but also all kinds of substances which are important, for example, the immune system. And there's a great communication between the fat mass, communication between the brain, between other organs, also the intestines. And to realize that it's an organ, you can easier also understand that when you have too much fat, that's a disease, that the whole communication between the organ fat and the brain, for example, is disturbed. And it's crucial. This communication is so important because so too much fat is basically making you sick, also a heart or liver can be sick, but also your fat can be sick. And it's also now in Europe, it's being called a chronic relapsing disease. And that's important because once your fat is sick, the body becomes sort of reprogrammed that if you have a high weight, that the body wants always to go up to the higher weight again. And therefore, the combating obesity is so hard. And at the same time, it's also called a gateway disease because 230 complications have been described from obesity. And the most known, of course, are type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, but also 13 forms of cancer, for example, are obesity-related. Depression, because also these inflammatory factors can also signal to the brain. And also these hormones, they give also brain disturbances, mood disorders. Infertility can exist, joint complaints, but also more severe course of infections, for example, like we see nowadays with COVID-19. So those are the most known complications, but there are so many more. So it's both a gateway disease to other diseases, but when you have too much fat itself, it changes within the communication between fat and brain and other organs. So that's really important to realize.
Mm, yeah. And I in the book, you also talk about how some people have too little fat as well. There's a curious, throughout the whole book, you've got examples and patient stories, I think, which are really helpful to contextualize everything. So can you go through some of the descriptions of how people actually suffer from conditions where they have too little fat? Because I think most people are aware of why too much fat is a bad thing. But perhaps the other side of things is lesser known.
Well, we do describe in the book It is very rare, though, that you have a certain condition in which you don't have any subcutaneous fat. And that can also be very unhealthy because, as Lisbeth mentioned in the beginning, our fat produces hundreds of hormones, and one of them is leptin. And when you don't have any subcutaneous fat, your leptin levels are really low. And leptin is a crucial hormone in, well, for all kinds of processes in the body, and that makes it can make it very dangerous. And also, when you don't have any subcutaneous fat, where do you have to store your fat? This will be stored in other organs like the liver, like the heart, and these organs start to malfunction. So therefore, you do need you do need your body fat. But what is much more known is, of course, the disease anorexia nervosa, where people have a very little body fat, or people who have little body fat for other reasons. And well, that can also be unhealthy because of this hormone leptin, because leptin is produced, well, when you have a lot of body fat, a lot of leptin is produced, and when you have little body fat, only little leptin is produced. And when the amount of leptin is low, this has several consequences because in women, a certain amount of leptin is needed for women to keep menstruating. So this happens via a connection of leptin to the fertility center in the brain. So then women stop menstruating, and it has been studied that women need about 17% of body fat to keep menstruating. And it is also very important, leptin, for the function of our immune cells. So too little fat can also result in various serious infections and also more fragile bones. So this, I think, well, really illustrates the importance of our body fat. You cannot go without it.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutrition, medicine, and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. So do go check it out. And my latest cookbook is 3-2-1. Three portions of fruit and veg per person, two servings per recipe, and all using one pan. Find me on social media at doctors_kitchen and sign up for recipes every week at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.